Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Normally, we follow a weekly rhythm of looking at an idea and allowing ourselves to be challenged by that idea in the Bible. But this week, we're building up to tomorrow, Good Friday, the day that Jesus died. And so we're just looking at bits of that story in order. So far, we've seen Jesus accepting the inevitability of death. He was betrayed by Judas, and he had a last Passover supper with his followers, his disciples. And today we see some of the trial, if you can even call it that, that led the Romans to actually execute Jesus on a cross. And they led Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' Yet even about this their testimony did not agree." And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy!" And the guards received him with blows. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Well, that's the story of Jesus' trial that led to his crucifixion. And it's important that we look at the reasons why he was actually sent to death. I heard a quote from Douglas Adams, an author recently, and it's incorrect, but he said, 2,000 years ago, one man got nailed to a tree for saying how great it would be if everyone was nice to each other for a change. Now, it's a funny quote. I laughed when I first heard it, but it's actually not true. People didn't kill Jesus or even want to kill Jesus just because he told people to be nice to one another. It wasn't his line, the golden rule. It wasn't those kinds of teaching that actually got him into trouble. Jesus was killed because he claimed to be God. Claiming to be God in first century Judaism was a crime. It was blasphemy. For a Jewish audience, the kind of people who were at Jesus' trial, it was no trouble to yell, "Crucify him," when they heard him claiming to be God. It wasn't a problem for them to condemn him to death. This was such a serious matter for a highly religious culture. In fact, just in this short exchange, Jesus claimed to be three things. First of all, he claimed to be a prophet, he claimed to be a king, and he claimed to be God. We can see them in action here. First of all, he claims to speak for God. People have said that about him, and he doesn't deny it. And he claims to speak without any other authority. He just teaches and speaks, and people were worried about false prophets. They'd been warned in the Old Testament of the Bible about false prophets coming and saying false things, claiming to be gods. And so they were naturally worried, and the priests didn't want a false prophet running around teaching people this or that and getting them in trouble, much less breaking their laws. Well, the other thing he claimed to be was a king. You can hear Pilate ask him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he doesn't deny it. He says, "Oh, well, you say so." He could save himself. All he has to do is say, "I'm not a prophet, I'm not a king." But he doesn't. For Pilate, the Roman governor, this is a problem. He needs peace, and it's Passover, so Jerusalem's population has just skyrocketed for this festival. And this is a prime time for a rebellion or a riot. And he wants peace. It's his job. He's a middleman. He's not the emperor. He's not a commoner, he's right in the middle, and he wants peace between these two groups. So he doesn't want people running around claiming to be kings when there is an emperor who thinks he's the king. Well, finally, Jesus was claiming to be much more than that. He was claiming to be a true prophet. He was claiming to be the true king of Israel, and he was claiming to be the true God of the universe. Jesus says that even if they kill him, he will be vindicated. He's bigger than death. He's bigger than life. He says he will sit at the right hand of God after they kill him. That's an incredible claim, to claim to sit at the right hand of God on a throne with him. Made them angry. And you can see that. It sounds a little strange to us because we live in a very different culture. It's shocking to see people rending their clothes apart and just having a conniption because of these simple words. But in Jesus' day, this was a serious matter. When Jesus claims to be God, the high priests have finally got a reason they can send him to Rome to be crucified. He's committed a serious crime of blasphemy. And so they do, but the joke is on them. Because he wasn't just claiming to be God, he actually was God. But we'll see that next week. For now, I have a question for you to consider. What opportunities did Jesus have to save himself, and why did he not take those opportunities? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.